We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, virtuous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorubur 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorubur 2 and Hotbur 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805. In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 66 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Cumba on CSAT Cumba.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parapórica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parapórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tarío, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Videocable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Videocable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. in Mingaguazú, Channel 44, and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41, on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66, on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa, or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Daiyang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hla Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Donegal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Mercy Relief and Singapore Polytechnic will join to launch a humanitarian affairs course. In sustainable energy news, New Zealand installs the largest geothermal turbine in the world. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 19th, Dr. Jose Rizal, recognized as one of the most significant national heroes of the Philippines, was born in 1861 in Laguna. A brilliant student, he mastered 22 languages and was a man of many vocations, including being a physician, architect, inventor, artist, and naturalist. Mr. Rizal was also a renowned patriot and established a nonviolent reform society called the Philippine League. He was respected for his intelligence, friendliness, and humility. His devotion to human rights was also inspirational to many. Mr. Rizal's poem, Last Farewell, considered a masterpiece of the 19th century Spanish verses, shares his love for his country and the Philippine people. May Dr. Jose Rizal's rich legacy continue to be remembered and honored for generations to come.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. On June 8th, an intense rainstorm deluged western Luxi County of Hunan Province in southern China with up to 120 millimeters of precipitation. Some 193,500 people in 15 towns and villages were affected. Expressing her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had requested that our association members please go help those most in need. She also donated approximately $9,000 in aid, an amount that could purchase $64,000 in emergency items bought in the United States based on China's cost of living. As per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team in China.
June 15, 2010, regarding disaster relief in Hunan Province. Most beloved Master, on June 13th, we went to Luoxi County and immediately contacted local government leaders to discuss relief work and specific arrangements. In accordance with Master's instructions, we ordered good quality rice, cooking oil, mineral water, and other urgently needed materials. Early the next morning, before the relief goods arrived, we visited a family whose home had been swept away by the debris flow, with three of the six family members who had perished, including the father who lost his life as he protected his severely injured youngest son with his own body. The boy is now being cared for by his mother and 16-year-old sister, who were working elsewhere at the time of the disaster. To help them, we gave them Master's monetary assistance.
We then traveled 3 hours by car to another village where 243 houses had been inundated, including 16 that had collapsed, and 200 hectares of rice fields that were affected. Further cash aid was provided to the six families most in need there, whose homes had been toppled, along with 25 kilograms of rice and 5 kilograms of cooking oil for each of the 43 families, totaling 198 residents throughout the village.
We also went to visit 17 families who were waiting for tents after being left with nothing but the clothes on their bodies when the storm and floods carried away all of their properties. Each received monetary aid, as well as 50 kilograms of rice, 5 kilograms cooking oil, instant noodles, and mineral water. Throughout the relief work, our association members also gave victims information on the vegan solutions for health, harmony, and sustainability. The relief recipients conveyed their deep appreciation to Master for her caring gifts. Many were moved to tears, including an elderly lady who kneeled down in thankfulness. We too thank Master for giving us the opportunity to share and experience your love. China Relief Team.
Our gratefulness for the assistance of the Luoxi County officials. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted care for the vulnerable, as well as our association's relief team for their sincere endeavors. May heaven bless the Chinese people with a smooth recovery of their productive day-to-day lives, as we pray that such tragic situations are alleviated through our benevolent regard for each other and the earth.
Minnesota and Kansas, USA, battered by storms. On Wednesday, June 16th, intense rainstorms and winds of up to 60 miles per hour swept across northeastern Kansas State, with resulting flash floods bringing damage to houses, primarily in the capital, Topeka. Power went out for more than 3,000 homes as felled trees brought down electricity lines. Thankfully, no casualties or injuries were reported.
The following day, tornadoes in Minnesota claimed two lives and injured dozens of others as they touched down in the state's northwestern, central, and southern regions. Several homes and buildings were completely destroyed, with many others seriously damaged, while power services were also affected. Emergency crews were dispatched to help clean up and restore utilities, and local officials, together with Salvation Army disaster response teams, provided shelter and other aid. State Governor Tim Pawlenty reassured residents of his concern in a visit to assess the damage on Friday. We thank Governor Pawlenty, other officials, and all emergency teams for your care and assistance to storm-stricken residents. We are saddened to hear of the lives lost as we pray for the swift resuming of regular life for all in the region and that our more considerate regard for each other brings a safer future for all.
India monsoons take lives. At least 46 people have succumbed to landslides, flooding, and electrocutions following torrential rains across western India in the past few days. Some 600 homes have been damaged from floods in Maharashtra state, with 8 of the fatalities occurring on Wednesday, June 16th, when a wall collapsed in an underprivileged area of Thane. The rains also disrupted traffic, train services, and air flights, and Mumbai city officials have cautioned people not to go into the seas due to high tides. Meanwhile, the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation has warned that 876 buildings in South Mumbai are in imminent threat of collapse as officials work to pump water from the saturated areas and continue to be on high alert. With our appreciation for the officials and personnel working to ensure the safety of the rain affected, we send our sympathies for the families who have lost loved ones. With heaven's grace, may such disasters soon become a thing of the past as our kinder ways help ensure the earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Princes William and Harry visit Africa. Their Royal Highnesses Prince Harry and Prince William of Wales, United Kingdom, embarked on a 6-day tour across 3 African countries, where they are visiting various charities that they support. In this first-time-ever royal tour together, they joined local children in Botswana who were learning about the natural world at the Mokolodi Wildlife Foundation during a camp sponsored by Tusk Trust, a conservation charity for which Prince William is royal patron. They also spoke with schoolchildren and engaged in games of soccer with orphans in Lesotho at the Semongkong Children's Center, which is funded by Prince Harry's African charity, Sentebale. We wish you a continued safe journey, Your Royal Highnesses, as you bring smiles to the many children you meet on your caring tour. May Africa be ever blessed with your support and love.
European Parliament proposes improved food information for consumers.
Andiamo avanti. Con la relazione Sommer.
As part of an effort to label foods more accurately and consistently, the European Parliament Committee on Environment, Public Health and Food Safety has suggested a new regulation to clearly define the terms vegetarian and vegan. Vice Chairman Carl Schneider introduced the amendment to include the following text: the term vegetarian should not be applied to foods that are or are made from or with the aid of products derived from animals that have died, have been slaughtered, or animals that die as a result of being eaten. The term vegan should not be applied to foods that are or are made from or with the aid of animals or animal products, including products from living animals. Such a measure will also offer the terms legal protection for better assurance of quality. Our sincere appreciation, Vice Chairman Schneider and European Parliament Committee on Environment, Public Health and Food Safety, for this considerate step to rightfully inform consumers. May it help many people in choosing the humane simplicity of plant-based fare that is also better for the health of the planet and ourselves.
Swine flu is still a growing health threat. Virologists who have been monitoring pigs at a Hong Kong slaughterhouse report that the human-transmitted 2009 H1N1 swine flu virus has recombined with the pig's genetic material, creating a new strain. This viral combination includes one gene from the pandemic swine flu virus, plus others from the two strains that had originally mixed together to create the pandemic flu. While the scientists state that this new 2010 H1N1 virus evolving in the pigs is not currently a threat to humans, they emphasize that the 2009 H1N1 pandemic virus, which is still affecting humans, is likely reasserting itself in slaughterhouses across the globe and could be more dangerous than ever if it mutates back to a form that infects humans.
U.S.-based Columbia University epidemiologist Dr. Ian Lipkin described this potentially lethal cycle as he stated, "Everyone talks about viruses that go from animals to people, but it's a two-way street. We reintroduce them to animals where they reassort and become pathogenic." Meanwhile, India recently has seen an increase in swine flu cases and deaths, particularly in Kerala, where officials were shocked as they recorded 17 deaths in a month with 201 diagnosed cases. Bogota, Colombia also saw a jump in confirmed cases from 2 per week to 14, with numbers increasing across the country as well.
Dr. Lipkin and other international scientists, we appreciate this warning of swine flu's continued threat to the public. As we send our sympathies for the sad loss of lives, we pray that the suffering from this and all diseases originating in the inhumane livestock industry may cease as humanity awakens to the vital, life-sparing benefits of plant-based fare.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Super Mom saves children from runaway school bus. Mrs. Lori Aliano of Massachusetts, USA, was talking to a teacher at the school where she had just dropped off her son when she noticed an unattended school bus beginning to roll backwards toward a group of young students walking to the school. Mrs. Aliano, who was a U.S. Navy reservist, instinctively and without hesitation ran to the bus, jumped in, and prayed as she pressed on the pedal she hoped was the brake, with the bus coming to a successful stop before any of the young students were harmed. Her son Corey said the children at the school are calling her Supermom. Our admiring salute, Mrs. Aliano, for your swift and caring actions as we join in thankfulness for the young children's safety. Blessed be your noble heart and selfless spirit of giving.
For her valiant and life-protecting deed, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Mrs. Lori Aliano with a Shining World Heroine Award. Save Our Planet. Concerned advocates urge for preservation of the world's whales. Organizations such as the Animal Welfare Institute, Humane Society International, and the Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society have come together to support the long-standing and proven success of a ban on whaling that was originally approved by the International Whaling Committee, or IWC, in 1984. With the committee meeting next week in Morocco to consider lifting this moratorium, these animal welfare groups have highlighted the importance of upholding the ban to protect the long-term survival of whales. Wendy Elliott, Species Manager for World Wildlife Fund, or WWF International, also stated that the primary historical threat to whales has been whaling.
Most of the great whales that are listed as threatened by IUCN are threatened specifically because of previous whaling activities. They were driven to such low levels by previous whaling that they haven't been able to recover. The second element I wanted to talk about was science in the deal. It was essentially a lack of taking into account the science that led previous whaling activities to drive most species to near extinction. This is exactly what we need to avoid happening again.
To further clarify the benefits of the whaling ban, the Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society has published online statistics documenting its success and the estimated hundreds of thousands of lives that have been saved. Based on these facts, Humane Society International Vice President Kitty Block commented, "What we should be concentrating on is not lifting the successful ban that we currently have, but working harder on ways to stop this cruel and unnecessary practice once and for all."
The Commission with the Parliament should have a better coordinated position and role in these negotiations. When it comes to this proposal itself, I really would like to hear a strong and affirmative comments by the Commission and Council to take these points up on the negotiations. Firstly, to strongly oppose any moves to legitimise commercial whaling or introduce any new form of whaling.
Heaven bless and many thanks, Ms. Wendy Elliott, Ms. Kitty Block, European Parliament members, global whale advocates, and all the concerned animal welfare organizations for your dedication to protecting precious marine life. We pray for wise leadership in the International Whaling Committee meeting to aid in sustaining the fragile balance of the beautiful ocean and her inhabitants.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long encouraged humanity toward a deeper understanding and appreciation of the gifts shared by our animal co-inhabitants, as in an August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
The animals are truly noble, gentle beings, selfless, and in harmony with one another, the environment, and with heaven. Their role has always been since time immemorial to bring love and blessing to the world with their pure presence. If we would only stop harming and torturing them and killing them and give them a chance to fulfill their God-given mission, then our planet will be saved and will be kept in splendor. They wait on the sidelines in full support of humans for the day they can be our friends again, truly, not our victims. On that day of peacemaking between humans and animals, our eyes may begin to be opened to our co-inhabitants' true magnificent roles on Earth.
Save Our Planet, an international team of researchers led by University of Haifa in Israel, determined that climate-related changes in atmospheric pressure and sea surface temperature in the North Atlantic Ocean are affecting drought cycles in distant Africa's Sahel region.
Save Our Planet, Connecticut has joined New York and Oregon, USA, with the launch of a green electronics program that allows consumers to recycle devices such as televisions, computers, printers, and monitors.
Save Our Planet, following an episode of sudden and extreme cold weather in South Africa's Eastern Cape region, almost 500 African penguin chicks perished, with only 700 pairs remaining of this endangered species.
Save Our Planet, the monthly analysis from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's, or NOAA, Climate Data Center shows that the combined global land and ocean surface temperature for May 2010 was the warmest since records began in 1880.
Hi, I'm Ocho the New. I eat the vegan way, a diet of peace. I have a health tip to share. Studies have shown that reducing salt in your meals may help keep your bones strong. Salt has been found to increase the level of calcium that leaves your body. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables, as well as avoiding canned and processed food, can lower your salt intake. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
Thank you.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from France, the 11-day Paris Fair held in Porte de Versailles, France, is Europe's largest trade fair, attracting hundreds of thousands of visitors. There are over 2,000 exhibits in areas including home and environment, wellness and leisure, and world cultures, with more than 70 countries represented. Near the entrance to the fair, our association members set up an SOS Save the Planet tent to offer complimentary vegan snacks and distribute SOS flyers.
Qu'est-ce que vous pensez du végétarisme?
J'en devais consommer plus du végétarien au lieu de manger de la viande. C'est économique. Et que c'est bon pour la santé.
Est-ce que tu aimes bien manger végétarien?
Oui, j'adore ça. C'est pour me sauver et sauver toute la planète et j'aime les animaux.
Que pensez-vous d'une nourriture sans viande?
Très bien, très bien.
May we soon see a serene and sustainable planet as more and more people choose the low-emissions vegan lifestyle.
In humanitarian news, Singapore plans to train humanitarian workers. Mercy Relief and Singapore Polytechnic will collaborate to launch a course focused on understanding disasters and organizing relief efforts. Students will be able to join Mercy Relief staff in helping communities at urgent times. This will enable the nonprofit to render greater assistance in various Asian countries. Our sincere appreciation, Singapore Polytechnic and Mercy Relief, on your praiseworthy partnership. May your dedicated efforts bring comfort and well-being to many in their time of need. Coming up on Noteworthy News, New Zealand installs geothermal turbine that will generate power for 140,000 homes. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more energizing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gladdening news for a happy world. In sustainable energy news, New Zealand installs the largest geothermal turbine in the world. The $309 million Unga Awapurua geothermal power station is situated just north of Taupo on the North Island. It will generate power for approximately 140,000 homes and provide up to 3% of the country's entire electricity needs. Including Unga Awapurua's contribution, about 14% of the nation's electricity is now provided by geothermal energy. Congratulations, New Zealand, on your move towards green energy. May laudable projects such as these, combined with the earth-saving vegan diet, lead us to an era of planetary stability and harmony.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Hebrew entitled Generosity.
Isha pitpeta ima shachen shela. אני מרגישה ממש טוב היום. התחלתי את הבוקר עם מעשה נדיבות לא אנוכי. נתתי שטר של 20 שקלים. זה הרבה כסף לתת סתם ככה. מה בעליך אמר על זה? הוא חשב שזה דבר טוב לעשות. הוא אמר תודה.
And now for our viewers' heartline on the secret to success of organic farming on Planet Earth, our loving home.
Nice vegetables and produces. Viewer from the Philippines.
Genial viewer, thank you for your supportive note. May we greet a bright planetary future as organic vegan fare is embraced by all humanity with heaven's light.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May divine love illuminate your heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Polish Defense Minister Bogdan Klitsch calls for troops to be withdrawn from Afghanistan by the end of 2012, saying that security matters would be fully transferred to the care of Afghan officials.
French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner and Iraqi Kurdistan Region President Masoud Barzani sign a cooperation and financing agreement in economic, cultural, and educational areas between France and the Kurdistan Region of Iraq.
A study in the UK-based journal Lancet Oncology states that stem cells from an umbilical umbilical cord blood bank are just as effective in treating adult leukemia as those from an adult donor, offering hope and a greater chance of survival for many patients.
Australia donates $2.5 million to a United Nations Children's Fund or UNICEF project intended to support and protect young victims of armed conflict around the globe.
Norwegian State Secretary Ingrid Fiska announces a $1.2 million donation to provide emergency relief for Guatemalans affected by Tropical Storm Agatha.
University of Wisconsin researchers in the USA find that women consuming the highest quantities of fruit and vegetables and the lowest amounts of fat had a 37% lower risk of vision-impairing cataracts than those with less healthy diets.
The International Committee of the Red Cross reports that combined efforts have resulted in the removal of 80% of the landmines in Yemen's Sa'ara and Arman provinces, with further steps planned to fully restore safe passage in the region.
His Majesty Saudi King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz donates funds for the surgery needed to separate infant Iraqi conjoined twins being performed at a Riyadh hospital that has successfully restored normal lives to 30 such sets of twins from 16 different countries.
Australia's newly passed paternal leave law provides mothers or fathers with 18 weeks of paid time away from work to spend with their newborn infant or newly adopted child.
Colorado 9 News in the USA reports on the accomplishments of Mr. Jim Romero, who quit smoking at age 35 and recently ran 70 miles on his 70th birthday, saying that he hopes others realize it's never too late to switch to a healthy lifestyle.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.